Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Todd Zwillick here with John Hockenberry. Later on in this hour, we're going to be talking about Mark Sanford, governor of South Carolina, possibly a politician on the way out. But right now, we want to talk about a politician on the way in. That's Al Franken from Minnesota. And still with us is Tom Davis, who is Al Franken's longtime 40-year comedy partner and high school chum. They performed in comedy bits that they wrote themselves and went on to become writers together for Saturday Night Live. In his autobiography, 39 Years of Short-Term Memory Loss, The Early Days of SNL, from someone who was there, Tom Davis recalls these memories of his times with next week's Senator, Franken, and he's here to share some of those with us about his comedian friend and his pal and his high school
politician friend. Senator friend.
Oh, his. Did I call him comedian friend? Excuse me. Well, that's the question, Tom. Longtime comedian, satirist, author of Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. Before, when you joined us, you said he's going to make a great senator and won't be junior for long. Author of Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot, Senator, how do these two things jive to you?
It makes perfect sense. I have to correct you. We were not comedy partners for 40 years. We were comedy partners for a good solid 20 years, starting in 1968. And we broke up around 1989. But I can tell you that... He was his interest in politics is what drew him to comedy, and political satire was his forte, and he was a very good comedian, and I think his transition into a politician is really what he was born to do.
And you know, all of the satire that he did, the satellite dish on the head, Stuart Smalley, all those great bits that we all remember and loved, doesn't necessarily translate directly to august member of the world's most deliberative body. I'm curious, as someone who's close to him, have you been advised, asked by the campaign aides or anyone close to Al Franken, not to emphasize the goofy comedy past and to really focus on the serious side of soon-to-be Senator Franken?
Not at all.
No.
Al wrote an introduction for my book, which is not a serious book, but Al is well represented in it, and our relationship is described in detail there. We're very close friends, but we stopped being a comedy team 20 years ago.
Right. So let me ask you, though, as someone who knows him very well, you know, the one thing they always tell politicians and a lot of other people is that the best thing you can do within confines is be yourself. As he goes to the Senate, do you think Al Franken would do well to do a little bit of funny, or should he put that? Does he need to put that to the wayside for a while?
Well, it's a very serious thing being a senator.
Of course.
Al has embraced that part of it, and he can't just. When he was a comedian, he was great at talking off the top of his head and saying anything that occurred to him.
But he was a bomb thrower and a satirist, not just a comedian.
Describe him however you will. He was brilliant, but he as a senator, he has to think very carefully, and I can see that in him. He's really grown into a wonderful person, and I think that's going to serve him well as a senator.
Well, Tom, you know, a lot of the bits that Al does suggest issues. I mean, you've got Stuart Smalley, who is this kind of counselor fellow who's really all about kind of people getting in touch with their feelings and humanizing, if not politics, then the media. You've got the reporter with the satellite dish on his head, which is all about satirizing and really focusing on the superficiality of the modern media.
Mm-hmm.
What other issues do you think come directly from his comedy bits?
I don't think the issues come from his comedy bits. It was the other way around. His comedy bits came from the issues.
But you know, sort of link them. I mean, there's a one-to-one correspondence. What issues do you think is he likely to be passionate about based on the kinds
health,
of characters we've seen?
Health insurance for the country. I think he's going to be passionate on that subject. I think that's very predictable.
And, you know, he comes in after Paul Wellstone, who is known as one of the most passionate liberal statesman in really modern history in the Senate. Does Al Franken fancy himself a Paul Wellstone, or someone, others have said, you know, maybe Hillary Clinton is a good model for him in the Senate?
I spoke to him very briefly last week, and he told me that he's going to be sworn in on Paul Wellstone's Bible.
Wow. Mm.
So I think that's the answer to your question.
Well, Minnesota symbolism there for sure. Well, let me ask you, Tom, about Al Franken's debating style, because he's shown throughout his career flashes of brilliance in debate. And I want to play one clip, if we could, between Al Franken and Ann Coulter at an event called the Connecticut Forum a few years ago. You know it's coming, but let's listen to this.
I would want to be FDR so that I could not introduce the New Deal.
I would be Hitler. You get the call off the New Deal. I'd like to call off the Holocaust. You know, World War II. The Anschluss. But I'd keep the Volkswagen.
Man, the timing there.
and a quick wit. Is that going to serve him well on the Senate floor, do you think?
Definitely. I mean, he is quick-witted. He still has a remarkable sense of humor. He's not going to abandon that. It's not going to be at the forefront of it. It's not going to be the first arrow in his quiver. He's made the transition into a very serious senator, but he will still have a sense of humor. He's just not going to mismatched with people like Ann Coulter. That just wasn't fair to her.
Is he a compromiser? I mean, when you were putting comedy bits together, would he say, okay, I'll do that line, you do that line? Was he generous? I mean, he's going to have to be wheeling and dealing behind the scenes here.
Oh, yes. He was a good collaborator, let's put it that way. He wrote with me, and then he wrote with Danny, and he also has a work ethic, which he's always had, and he always works really hard. And so that isn't going to change. And he's idealistic, too, and because he doesn't have a great experience in politics, he hasn't been bought and sold yet. And I don't think he will.
You don't think he ever will?
I don't think he will, and I think that's an advantage that he has over other more experienced politicians.
But Tom, let's give you a chance for a little bit of nostalgia here, if we might. I want to fire one other piece of tape with you and Al Franken from the Franken and Davis Show.
Tom will be asking the questions of the finalists of the National Grateful Dead Trivia Contest. Tom?
Okay, Al, I'm here with Ron Labo from West Hampton, Long Island. Ron, who dosed Jack Kennedy?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's right.
Grateful Dead trivia buffs. Wow.
That was from 1980, our Halloween broadcast. And that was a great deal of fun that night.
Well, Tom Davis, we want to remind people
with the
Grateful Dead, sure. We want to remind people of the little bit of news this morning. The Supreme Court, in ruling that Al Franken is the senator from Minnesota, officially endorsed the 312-vote margin. Tom, I gather, you could actually do a barbecue for the 4th of July for all 312 of those voters.
I'd certainly like to do that. That's the part that Al was referring to as humbling, and it's never eluded him the ironic, how small a margin it was, and he's accepted that very gracefully, I think.
Well, forgive the ham-handed reference, but gosh darn it, people like him, even if it's only 312.
I never liked the Stuart Smalley.
Well, yeah, you know, it gets tagged on you, and what can you do? Tom Davis, close Al Franken, longtime friend, 20-year comedy partner, author of 39 Years of Short-Term Memory Loss, from the early days of SNL, from someone who was there. Thanks for joining us to talk about your friend, Al Franken.
Thanks for calling, guys. Have a great day.
Sure. So that's Senator Franken, too. He didn't like Stuart Smalley?
Yeah.
Well, look what happened to him. Yeah. Yeah, he joins Bill Bradley, Al Franken does, Shirley Temple, the Governator, and a list of celebrities who headed into electoral politics. Sometimes it can be great. David emails us, Hollywood has often tried to mix show business with politics, from Helen Gehagen to Ronald Reagan, but former Senator George Murphy, in office from 1965 to 1971, is the star that's done the best by far. At last, we have a senator who can really give the public a song and dance. That's a good one. You can Google that to find out exactly what he's talking about. Who else do you think should be in politics? You had your head nodding there.
Yeah, well, you'll find out. Also, what little interesting fun fact about George Murphy is responsible for the famous candy desk in the Senate. He started the tradition of the Senate, of the desk that is filled with delicious candy for senators.
Huh, well, probably Al Franken will take that away because of his concern about health care and obesity.
He'll fill it with
Ludovico. Yeah. So who else should be in politics?
John, Dartmouth, Massachusetts. I don't think it's even a hard choice. I think John Stewart from The Daily Show would make a phenomenal senator, congressman, or president.
Following the Al Franken pathway. That's an interesting one. 877-8-MY-TAKE with your suggestion or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Al Franken, the junior senator from Minnesota. No more jokes from here on out.
That's it.